You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
Brian is joining us here on this Tuesday morning on Second Date Update. And Brian, from your message, it sure sounds like you found a lot to like about Jamie.
I mean, she's beautiful, smart, funny. You know, that's three boxes checked, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, seems like she'd be a great catch, man. So how'd the date go?
I mean, it was lovely. You know, the conversation flowed. There's definitely kind of sparky chemistry going on. I mean, at one point she says, "Where have you been for the last few years?"
Oh.
Kind of in that, like...
She's been searching for
happy
you.
To find you.
Good. Yeah. All right, so you obviously made a good first impression, Brian. We think that's great. So, you know, we're here to try to figure out why you haven't been able to make maybe a second impression. So what do you think?
I mean, I've been through the whole thing. I talked it over with a buddy of mine. The only thing that comes up is, like, maybe she saw me checking her out as she was walking away to go use the restroom or what, but like, so I mean, if you're throwing chemistry my way, then like, wouldn't you want to be admired?
Right, I can't imagine that would, so you were just,
you were staring at her?
No, I just like, I,
she looks back and you're
turn
just...
over and I just like, and I was like, oh. All right.
Yeah, that's fine. I think you're okay.
We'll find out.
Now, some people have, you know, good instincts and know when someone's watching them. So did she say anything when she got back to the table?
I mean, nothing directly like about that.
Okay.
Did her mood change?
No. She was still flirty and like cool and everything.
But you're just looking at her. All right. Yeah. Unless she's got eyes in the back of her head. Can you think of anything else, Brian, that, you know, why might be a reason Jamie isn't getting back in touch with you?
I have no idea, man. I want to find out.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Are we talking to Jamie?
Yes. Who's this?
Yeah. Please, Jamie, don't hang up. I know this is going to be a little unique. Hopefully not awkward. We're actually on the radio right now, and I'm here with my co-host, PT, because we... We do the morning show on 102...
Oh.
Yeah, Thunder and PT on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're so sorry to trouble you this morning, but we were wondering if you would just have a few minutes to talk to us about someone who really likes you.
Okay. Is this about work crushes?
Okay, no, it's not like a phone topic on our show.
We do this segment called Second Date Update, and it's where basically somebody has been on a great first date but then hasn't heard back from the other person. And we talked to a gentleman named Brian a few minutes ago.
You went out with him recently.
You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, he's interesting and handsome, but...
Okay, but did you...
A little bougie snob.
Okay, now why would you say that?
Yeah, wow.
Well, it's fine to appreciate the nice things, but I harp on and on about them and pretty tacky.
Whoa. Stop right there. I'm really confused because...
No, Jamie, I just want to let you know, Brian has been listening into our conversation.
Hey.
Brian, yeah, go ahead, Brian. What were you trying to say about...
Yeah, I'm really confused because, yes, I know, I was just like, oh, does my Versace watch, you know, clash with the Gucci bell? And I made a joke out of it. I don't know if, like, that sarcasm came across or whatever, but, like, and you have a Louis Vuitton purse that you set down, like, we, I don't know, this was all like flirty fun conversation. I wasn't like,
you were trying to show off.
Off. It wasn't funny. It was unappealing aesthetic.
Jamie, was Brian drawing attention to these
name brands?
All I said is I liked his watch. And then he kept going on about how he was afraid that his Versace watch was clashing with his Gucci belt.
Was
and just
it?
To wear multiple name brands on top of each other is just too much, in my opinion.
Yeah.
When you're wearing logos.
Brian, is that true? Do you think you were just instead just really bragging?
I mean, I'm sorry that my sarcasm and joking landed wrong, but, like, I was not trying to... I do not seriously consider those, like, major life conflicts if the thing is clashing with, you know, the other thing.
Well, let me just say, I'm into
sorry,
quality,
I missed the mark
not
there.
Logos.
Okay.
And everything you were wearing was branded.
Wait, who wears Versace to NASCAR?
Jamie, did you?
Would be surprised.
Oh man! Obviously, like, because originally Brian told us, Jamie, that, you know, early on in the date, you seemed to be interested in him. You were like, "Oh my gosh, you're the person I've been looking for." But obviously, that changed with the whole, you know, with the Versace thing or the Gucci belt or whatever.
Clearly, he didn't read my sarcasm.
Oh wow!
Ouch. Okay.
Is this the thing where you like get the ick about one thing? I've heard about this. And then you just shut down any possibility, and you're like, no way, this guy doesn't have a chance in hell.
I just was not interested. Sorry, just being honest.
Brian,
I'm not sorry. I shouldn't say that.
That's fine. Then good luck with your other options, whatever they may be.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have fun at the races.
Jeez. All right, so...
I think she just hung up.
Brian, I feel like Jamie felt like you were trying to live up to some status, and it just seemed a little too...
Ask questions about it. Don't make all these giant assumptions.
Yeah, it's true. It's fair.
If you were truly just being, you know, if you were making a joke about it, then I agree with you, but
what
it
about,
does seem like it was a little bit of a status symbol.
But I mean, with the watch and the belt and maybe the shoes, whatever, maybe it's just the logos on the shirt.
A little over the top.
Yeah. And as we say with impressions, you know, I think somebody just wants to meet somebody that doesn't look like they need those things.
Who you are, not what you wear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but I just enjoy the clothes.
Yeah,
and if
right.
And that's cool. Why not? Like, I'm sorry, I'm going on a date, and like, let me choose one of the finer things that I have, finer outfits. Like, let me not just show up. You know, like,
I understand.
I don't know. You put a little effort into it, and you get criticism. Like, I made it about me.
Brian, we're gonna let you figure. Okay, I get it. We're gonna let you figure that out. You sound like a nice guy. Maybe a little over the top on the fashion stuff. Who knows? Anyway,
Find a gal that's into fashion. You'll be fine.
It was for Jamie, and we want to thank you, Brian, for being on
Second Date Update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're playing everything country. Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.